Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Well, happy early 4th of July, everybody. Chad's out, the wise man is in. So we have the big summer getaway. Some of you are going to hit the road, high gas prices. Some of you are going to go to the airport and have your flight canceled. Oh, joining us now to talk about all that stuff, travel, how bad is it going to be? We just told you that Delta Airlines was what? They're
offering people $10,000 to get off the plane.
Jeez. Joining us now is our buddy Alex Stone. He's working the story, ABC News.
That's a good deal. Take that one. I'll take $10,000 to get off that plane.
How bad is it out there, man?
It's bad, and I don't mean to derail everything, but going back to yesterday real quick, did you say you have never use the men's room anywhere around your wife?
Oh, let's revisit that.
I about fell out of my chair when you said how many years have you been married?
Almost 10 years, but if there's no buffer zone in a hotel room,
You'll go down to the lobby? You're one of those guys?
I put my road grays on and I hit the road, man.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, if it's a gas station, if it's downstairs.
What about
hotel,
at home? What do you do?
We got a couple of bathrooms and
you won't use your own and you just, or if you got it, you said you'll excuse yourself every, you're an amazing man.
I'm an amazing man.
Your wife is very lucky.
Becky Lynn, do you hear this? Are you listening to what Alex Stone is saying?
Yes.
My wife is a lucky woman to have me.
Yes. Of course she is. I would always tell you she's lucky.
She is. Yeah. You're a good man.
Yeah. Glad we clarified.
Checks in the mail. I don't want my wife to hear any of this because, usually I'm proud of what's going on. Anyway, I'm going to regret that one.
Yes, you are.
So the airlines, they were having a good day earlier today, but now the numbers are, as the day goes on, they're getting worse. There's weather in Chicago. Things begin to back up. You get thunderstorms, all of that. And if a flight didn't leave out of one city, and then the next three, it backs up. So right now, about 500 flights have been canceled today in the U.S. That was way lower than that a few hours ago. But it's jumping now around 5,000 that have been delayed. And the real thing here is you got a lot of issues, but there is a lot of demand today with 48 million people who are traveling, mostly by road, about 43 million of them by road, but a lot in the air as well. And we all want to feel special when we fly. We want to get upgraded. We want to get in the airport lounge without a line. Now there are a lot of lines to get in the lounges. We want extra leg room. We want open seat next to us. No delays. This guy's at the airport today. He says, good luck with that. He showed up thinking he's not going to get an upgrade and he's going to be delayed. He said, just plan on it and then you'll be all right.
I'm expecting that to be delayed. So I've already told my friend who's going to be picking me up. Yeah, let's be ready. I'll keep you posted. Let's play by ear.
He said, just lower the expectations going into it and then you don't get angry and have people barking at each other. United cut 50 flights a day to make room in their network. American and Southwest, ahead of time, they've canceled flights. So if something goes wrong, they have pilots to jump in, flight attendants, the actual metal, the planes available. And the head of the TSA today saying, yeah, crazy busy.
We had last Sunday the highest number of passengers since the pandemic. So I expect that we're going to see something similar ballpark to last weekend.
But Gatos and Steve, the real thing we got going on is a lot of finger pointing right now. The airlines are saying air traffic control, they don't have enough controllers. Air traffic control, the FAA is saying, airlines, you're booking too many flights for the amount of space that we've got and staffing as well. And then they're all looking at the pilots and saying, we don't have enough of them. And then there's demand. And Delta Airlines pilots, they have the most, Delta, by the way, the most canceled flights today and over the last week. Pilots have been on the picket lines this week at Delta. David Alder, captain at Delta Airlines.
We've now flown more overtime in the first 6 months of this year than we did in 2018 and 2019 combined. And in those years, those were record years for the airline industry.
They want better pay, better scheduling. They say that they are overworked right now. Another Delta pilot.
The cancellations are frustrating for the pilots as well. Management has it within their control to adjust the schedule.
So nobody's happy right now. And American Airlines, by the way, we got to look at their new contract offer last night that they're making to their pilots. Their pilots say this isn't safe, we're working too much. And American is saying, all right, well, here's what we will give you: a 16% pay raise, pretty good pay raise,
okay,
to everybody. A lot of other things. The thing is, airlines can't lose any pilots. That they are they're so tight on pilots right now, they need more. They can't have them walking out. They can't have them going to other airlines. And a lot of them are, that they're trying to find a better deal. They're in high demand. So a lot going on. And the roads, they're clogged as well.
Yeah. And gas prices are high. And it is going to be interesting to see how much of it, how nasty it does get over the next 3 days.
Yeah, AAA is saying it is the worst right now if you're going to drive between now and 9 p.m. tonight. It was the best before 10 a.m. today. So if you don't want to sit in any traffic, you got to go later tonight or go tomorrow. That you're in the prime of it right now. You kind of did it to yourself if you're going to jump into it right now. We're paying on average in the U.S. about $1.78 higher per gallon than we were last year for regular unleaded. So $2 a gallon.
Oof.
That's a lot. You think every time you fill up and if you're going on a long road trip, every gallon, that's real money and it's costing a lot more.
Alex Stone, ABC News. Happy 4th, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Thanks, guys. See you later. Right.
There you go. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I think the flights are going to be really delayed. You know, all these airlines, by the way, they all got bailed out by, you know, the government when COVID hit. They have all these billions of dollars, and they still can't figure out how to get me from point A to point B without canceling or delaying my flight.